Previously on Half Party.
Last time on Half Party.
In these delightful half party groves, in these delightful half party groves, you get caught up, you get caught up, you get caught up in the half party. We are, ladies and lords, Half Party Wild Stallions.
Why are you adding words in it again? You say you just make it longer every time. I'm prepared and you fuck it up.
This is Justin's revenge.
I fucking hate you. Last
time on Half Party.
Shit, that's... No, wait, what?
Yo, that's your line.
Now you just go into it.
Now I just go into it. I just start.
Yeah. Merrick and Solo defeated a wonderful, snowy, fluffery,
dashing through the snow,
wonderful Christmas adventure of pain. We destroyed Frosty, the snowman. Merrick got his hat. We galloped through beautiful lights on Buttercup, the wonderful stallion who led us to the cursed city. We shot off a crinkle wand.
Crackle it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we crackled that shit.
Crackle!
Mary did it at the same time. We broke the crystals. We both got ourselves some chips. And now we're heading back to the CHC to see if we can get some guac for those chips, if you know what I mean.
Love that guac. Better keep the pits
super
in
good.
It.
And that's what happened last time on Half Party.
God, you're so good at this.
Hey everybody, welcome to Half Party. I'm Bjorn Falk, your DM. With me as always, I have the lovely Daniel Diegnoff. And Justin Smith.
Hey everybody, it's good to be back.
Wow. And yeah, welcome back.
Wow. What was that?
That
wow.
was bad.
Wow. So last time, you guys went on a little holiday adventure, jaunting out into the wintry wonderlands of the two cursed cities.
Not so wintry anymore.
No, you guys
not so cursed anymore.
Curse.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. You guys were able to remove said curse and retrieve a couple of chips.
Hell yeah.
You made your way back to the CHC with Mary and kind of went your separate ways.
Wow.
And pushing forward a little bit, you guys went back to your room. You found Nameless the dog.
Wow.
Which is not to say that its name is Nameless. It's
no,
just
it's
currently.
Not at all. That's not his name at all.
Yeah,
it's
name.
Just what
Thank
Solo
you,
calls it,
I think
viewers.
His name is Tim.
Solo
Tim
is
the dog.
In his, a world
Tim
of his
the
own
hellhound.
Most of the time, and he just thinks that the dog's name is Nameless.
Hmm. You found them, that him and Tootsie.
Wow.
Gently asleep when you returned. And you guys were able to, after quite an energetic battle, recover Crash for the night.
Wow.
And you wake up the next morning to hear eggs, bacon, sausage, and toast. That'll
wow.
be your breakfast.
Is that a
Thank
speaker?
You.
Is that a speaker?
Wow.
And you hear...
Damn it, we didn't catch it.
I was trying to catch him. We wanted to say hi to Taylor Cornelius. Fuck.
Taylor Cornelius, Merrick. I miss him.
Yeah, I miss him too, but we could have talked to... Is everyone awake?
What is
awake?
That smell?
Is everyone
is
awake?
That
Tootsie?
Bacon?
Are
eggs?
You fine?
And the rest yeah. of what the DM said?
Oh, hey, guys.
Tootsie!
What's up?
Well, Ooh. We just want to make sure you're okay. You got... What happened back there with Harold Hargraves? Did he just get the jump on you, or what?
Yeah, I got
bamboozled.
So you remember how you put on all that makeup and looked really cool?
Yeah.
I was trying to do that and not I was doing that and less of the guard duty.
Is that why you've got half your face covered in makeup right now?
Tootsie.
That would be one explanation.
Focus, buddy.
Yeah. Out of nowhere, I guess Harold woke up.
Good news. Harold's never going to wake up again.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's really asleep?
No. He's dead as yesterday's mail.
I might have punched his face in, Tootsie.
Oh, my God.
Collapses trachea, really.
And everything else, if you will. And I did.
For a moment, we thought you were dead.
I'm not accustomed to that level
violence?
Of violence,
You're
but
a half
I...
orc. No, it's not no, from no, your family, either. Like, heritage.
I grew up without a family. I'm an orphan.
What about Franklin?
He's a friend, a work colleague.
Hi.
Hey.
Wow.
But yeah, thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
That's okay. And just happy that you're okay now. And you're here with us. A couple of things. This is Tim, the Hellhound.
Hi, nice to meet you, Tim. And he reaches out his hand.
Tootsie.
He reaches out his hand and he goes and scratches right behind his ear.
Right? How'd it go?
And the tail starts wagging, the foot starts kicking a little bit like it does, you know, when you hit that spot.
You guys are going to be fast friends. That's great.
Tootsie, this is Basil.
Oh, hi, Basil.
Punchy
hi.
De Hillthorpe. Don't forget his full title.
Basil Punchy de Hillthorpe. Sorry, full names.
He reaches out to touch Basil, and Basil just bites him right in the finger.
That's what I like to see. That's what I like to see, Basil.
Ow!
Wow. Tootsie, wow. Don't do that. Okay. Basil doesn't like that.
Yeah, no, he doesn't like to be touched. Nope, got it.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay. Tootsie, you're going to have to take care of Tim. Little T.
Okay.
Right? Little T.
What does he eat?
Meat.
Okay.
Any type of meat, and let me tell you, he does this really cool fireball thing. He's not qualified to go with us. What we're going to do is you're going to stay here.
Yeah.
We've got a couple things to do. I want you... Who do you think could help him train, Solo?
You Tootsie train?
Yeah, Tootsie needs to, like, lift some
weights, swing
some sticks.
I could give him a few pointers to practice while we're gone.
Do you want to use your fists and the energy of the universe to hurt people?
I don't know. My fists are pretty delicate, and you look at his hands, and they are
surprisingly
like
delicate.
While the rest of his proper half-orc size, his hands are almost dainty.
Are they baby hands?
Not quite. No, they're appropriate size. They're just thin.
Oh,
and
what if we introduced him to Threk, cousin of Shrek?
Oh yeah, and all those other cousins he used to have.
Right. And maybe he could, like, get some type of inspiration or some type of... Do you ever believe in...
Love.
Any higher being?
Oh, that too.
Well, I know about, like, the gods. I really like them. They're cool.
What's your favorite god?
Pelor.
Okay. That's the sun god?
Yeah.
Really?
Because he kind of runs the show, right?
To be fair, yeah.
He's cool.
I wonder if Gelrog, the other cousin, has ever, you know, done anything with
Gelrog lives in the swamp with Shrek. We've got to get
I don't want to go to a swamp. A swamp
no,
doesn't
you're,
sound great.
We're taking to the cafeteria, and we'll show you where that is. You know where the room is. You know where the showers are. You can find some... Kyle will hook you up behind the counter for some extra meat for little Tim, little T, sweet T.
Great.
And we will... get you set up. But I think if you talk to Threk, that's going to be great.
Cousin of Nilrak.
Tio, isn't Nilrak a demon?
Listen, you're all hip. I just felt good that Pelor was the sun god.
Okay,
or is that actually one of the
ones
names
like Nilrak?
Nilrak.
Not Nilrak.
I thought Nilrak was a demon. I might be wrong.
But I mean, Solo would remember it as Nilrak, not
Nilkrak.
Ah, it is Threk. God, Pillar. God, so
and
good.
Rick, like,
look at the notes all right Gelrog. Here back Bren, in 64.
Bryn Klam.
2018. So let's go do that real fast so that you're set up. And we've got to meet with Eustace, I think. Wouldn't you say that we need to meet with Eustace?
Hi, are we doing like a montage tour?
Yeah, quick montage tour, I think.
Okay. Yeah, sounds great. We just...
Can we rest, too? Can I rest in that montage?
You guys did rest.
Hell yeah.
You guys did a full rest.
Yes, we did.
Of course. I mean, while we're full resting, maybe we need to go pick up a couple more healing potions, huh?
Hey, now that we have a lot of gold.
Do we?
If you guys remember correctly, you get them on chip assignments.
Yeah, right. We get them on chip assignments.
For free.
Aye. We have a lot of gold, Merrick.
Best if you hold on to that, I think.
Aye. Okay, fine.
Hey, speaking of, you still got the sticky stick thing, yeah?
Aye, it's on my back on this strap here.
All right.
Merrick, how much gold did you take off that body that wasn't dead in the snowy mounds?
Oh, I'll tell you in just one second. I wrote it down here, don't worry at all. That's 1,500 gold. I mean, I counted out real fast. I'm like, yeah, it's 1,500.
Do you want me to hold on to that too?
Yeah, and the saffron powder.
Saffron powder.
Hold on to this 3 not normal food rations. And we got this map. Do you want to? We should look at that.
You want me to look at it, Merrick?
No, I don't want you to look at it. I'll look.
Why not? I've got eyes.
I know you do. So we've done the montage.
Aye, montage. Did we stop by the tattoo parlor?
You tried to, but everyone was away on vacation.
But I mean, on the montage, I think is what he's asking about.
Yeah, I just
want. We haven't done the montage. You guys were like ready to montage.
Oh,
and then paused to talk about rest stuff and pockets. So you're like our arms, elbows akimbo, ready to go.
For montage, and it's not unusual
to be loved by anyone. Da, 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 da. And you guys make your way down the hallway to the cafeteria, where you find Kyle slinging some sausages. That's not a good way to put that.
Nope, that's the way to put that.
He would sling some sausages.
He's like, hey guys, what's up? And you guys do a little a quick recollection of the in brief version of your...
Do the half party handshake. It's like the half party hustle.
Your handshake takes all of like 5 minutes because Kyle is learning the ropes still. He gets introduced to Tootsie, and Tootsie actually really takes a liking to him quickly. They seem to be getting along really well, and they actually end up, Kyle ends up saying, hey, if you want to help out in the kitchen, I could use
the
extra hands.
I was just thinking
he's got those dainty hands for making ravioli.
Julienne fries.
Aye. Perfect. And they're very excited, so he goes back, he said, yeah, if you want extra meat, just come back here and give me a hand, and... I'll let you take a couple slabs.
I need to do a quick threk check.
Yeah, you're looking for him in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roll a investigation check. You're looking for him.
All right. Not so bad. 17.
Yeah. Wow. You locate him. He's actually finished up his meal, and he's sitting in the relatively empty cafeteria. It's still pretty early in the morning.
I'd like to walk up to him and turn the chair around backwards and straddle it and be like, "Hey, Threk, how's it going?" What's up, Threkky?
Excuse me. Sorry, I was in prayer.
No. Oh, sorry.
And
I move my hand north, south, east, west, be like, Pelor, what's up?
Welcome back.
It's good to see you again. I got a quick, how have things been? You been good?
It was good. Beach week was very relaxing.
Oh, you went to the beach week. You looked like you got to the sun. That's nice. And, that's real nice. And
Pelor blessed us with some wonderful weather.
You didn't have anything to do with that now, did you?
I may have asked for a favor.
Yeah, got you right there. Not a problem. Quick favor to ask of you. We've got a friend that we just made. Don't know if you know it. Solo is one of the bare knuckle champions of the world right now. Took out Iron Mike Tyson. No big deal or anything. But he and I met a good friend named Tootsie. He is also a half orc, and he's got dainty, delicate hands. And I think that if you could come with us to the counter, you remember Kyle, the guy behind.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So yes. Our friend Tootsie is helping Kyle now, and we've got to go check in with Eustace. But as long as you're around or something, it's really actually quite interesting. Tootsie is really into Pelor. Can you believe it?
Really?
Out of all the deities in the whole universe.
How convenient.
Right? That's what I thought.
Wow.
I would be happy to talk to
you. Actually just... maybe chat with him a little bit, maybe give him some prayer beads or something. I think that I honestly think that Pelor might be, like, the perfect person for him to talk to.
Yeah, I understand. I will...
I mean, I don't know anything about this god stuff, right? I'm just a simple hand-to-mouth charlatan of sorts. And this is the bare-knuckle champion of the world. He's got the belt. Show him the belt, Solo.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll come over there and show you this belt. And I just put the belt in the air and walk over.
Yeah, you've been kind of walking around talking with people about, like, your guns and showing up your fists. Yeah. And then you whip out the belt, hold it up above your head, and march over to the table. Ooh. Oh, my... Wow, roll a persuasion check with advantage.
19.
18.
Oh my. I'm most impressed by your bravery and your heroism. And I do actually, I've been tinkering a bit recently. I'd be happy to talk to your friend, and I'd also like to give you this. And he holds out a small gold necklace with a red, what looks like a ruby heart on it.
Wow.
He goes, if this might help you in your adventures.
Is this what I think it is? Is this an amulet of constitution?
It is.
Oh, Solo.
Merrick, I don't know what that is.
Oh, don't you worry about it. I will take care of it for us. I think this is a great...
But I've modified it slightly.
Wow. That's incredible.
Wow.
It will, while wearing it, increase your constitution.
Right.
While also being usable once per day to act as a healing draft.
Holy smokes! That's incredible, Thrick! I didn't know you could do that!
It's something I've been working on. It's my small projects.
That's great! If we could... Anything to help you further that research, you know, the members... We've got a great team named Half Party. We're building a brand here.
I like it.
Half Party would love to subsidize any research costs or anything like that.
You need some money, Threk.
Money, possibly, but more pressing and more difficult to obtain are rare jewels and rare metals.
I just start checking my pockets. I don't know if I have any.
Well, I think that Tootsie is very eager to develop his skills, hone his craft, and I think that if you needed some type of apprentice or something like that, I think we could. Let's just go talk to him a little bit, or I could bring I could send him over.
Talk to him, and you said he's with Kyle.
He's actually got excellent knife skills, delicate hands, very good with the prep.
I'll talk to him and see if a life in service to Pelor would be a good choice for him.
Aye.
I'd be happy to.
Aye. Well, that's... Threk, thank you so much. I take him by the hand and I shake his hand. I'm like, thank you so much. It means the world to me because you know what? Tootsie's been an orphan. He's come from nothing. He was in a dead-end job with no future, and he really... I feel like he's got a chance to make something of himself, and if Pelor's will, you know, allows it, then
I'd be happy to help in any way that I can.
That's wonderful. That's absolutely fine.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure seeing you. I'm going to go speak to this young Tootsie.
That's great. Wonderful. Take care.
Thank you.
Do you want me to watch?
No.
Aye, that makes sense.
And he makes his way back towards the kitchen.
What do you mean you want to watch? I wait for him to get past.
I want to see how they interact together. You know, Tootsie talking to Threk.
Right.
While Kyle's there. They all just have wonderful personalities.
Yeah, they really do. But I think that we have other shit to get going on.
You're right. Can I see if Kyle has some food for Basil so I can just have some displacement food?
Yeah, you make your way over to the kitchen. And back in the kitchen, you see... Threk and Tootsie up by one of the prep tables.
Are they saying anything? Or are they just like looking at each other?
Tootsie's currently focused on his job of apparently smashing some meat with a large hammer. Just smack, 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 and is flattening it out.
Is Kyle still slinging sausage while he's smashing meat?
Shit.
Yeah, that happened. You painted that word picture.
I'm so sorry. Dear, I would like to take this moment to apologize.
Wow.
To everyone for having set that up so badly. And Kyle sees you guys. Hey guys, what's up?
Hi, Kyle. Yeah. So, have you met Basil Punchy de Hillthorpe? And I point at the cat in my transport.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Hey, what's up, little guy? Can he talk?
Yeah, look.
Meow.
See, what? Look, he meows. Yeah, aye.
That's kind of cool.
Do you have any displacement beast food, though?
Displacement beast food?
I don't know what they eat.
We don't have any of those on Earth. Do they like... I know, like, kibble? Or... I think Fiskars make something?
Hey,
do we...
What?
I'm just wondering if, like, maybe we could put some things out and see which one he picks, and I'll just get the rest of the food.
Yeah, sampler platter.
Yeah, let me throw some stuff together. I'll see what I can do.
Perfect. Aye,
thank you.
Yeah, come back in, like, 15.
Aye.
All right, let's go see the tattoo guy. You remember his name?
Hi, Roger Minnie.
Wow. Spot on! Well done, Solo.
Didn't even have to look at my notes for that one.
I had no idea what his name was, because I'm not really a fan of, like, art on ink. Done.
I'm going to start walking towards the tattoo person like I didn't hear
gonna
that.
I'm going to catch up with him.
You guys make your way down the hall towards the tattoo parlor, and you see him, Roger Minnie, walking around on the tables and chairs and wiping them down and making sure everything's clean. There's a little layer of dust as he was gone. So he's going through and making sure everything's properly cleaned. And he sees you guys walking. He says, hey guys, what's up?
Roger Minnie!
How's it going?
It's me. You remember? And I just turn and show him the tattoo because obviously he's still not wearing a shirt.
Hey, this points to his temple. Steel trap. I remember you.
Wow.
Yeah,
hi.
Buddy.
I say from the doorway, hi. Hi, Roger.
Hey, dude.
Oh, yeah, you remember Merrick.
Yeah, Merrick, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, what's up, Merrick?
That sounds great.
Far away.
So,
now,
Roger,
back in. I'm in the room.
Do you have any more of those magical tattoos?
Not really. I haven't gotten anything. Eustace hasn't sent anything.
Okay, yeah. Wow. Could you maybe... All right, so, long story short, I was in a tournament.
Okay, cool. I dig it.
Hi. And you remember how, like, you may have heard the stories of this fist right here, my left fist, Silence?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure, yeah. Tons. Heard a lot of them, yeah.
Well, and I raise my right hand. This, I'd like to introduce you to Red. He's my red right hand.
Nice to meet you, Red. It still kind of has a tinge. Wow.
I was wondering maybe if you had, like...
Did you get it burned?
Like a cool tattoo on it.
Okay, what are you thinking?
Is it dripping blood? Do you want to do like a blood tattoo on it?
Oh, that's,
hardcore.
That's pretty hardcore. Yeah, maybe. I was just thinking like red in some really cool language.
What if it was just like R-E-D across like the back knuckles?
Oh no, I wasn't thinking letters on my knucks.
Okay, a little on the nose.
Aye.
Right.
It would be on the nose when you hit somebody.
Ah, Roger!
Hey.
Roger Minnie! Wow. And I start shadow boxing.
Wow. And I need a perception check from Merrick.
And net 20!
You have noticed during this entire exchange,
yeah,
Roger is clueless as to who this...
Who the fuck we are.
Yeah.
He has no idea.
No idea.
Doesn't
remember you guys from anyone.
I do not let Solo know that this man has no idea.
Yeah, at
I'm
one point
so
he kind of leans towards Solo.
I wanted his bullshit meter.
And you're like, yeah, who? He's actually like, his eyes are imploring you for help. He's like, what is going on?
Right, right. So, Roger, what you have to understand is that this is Solo de Hillthorpe. The halfling monk of world renown who just
Of course.
Iron Mike Tyson.
Hey.
Finn Davenport.
Hey.
Francisco Lambert, and of course, Fuck Stick Francis. He doesn't even have a last name. It's like Fuck
over
Stick.
A long career.
Francis.
That's
yeah.
That's pretty storied. Like, how many years did that take?
With his
left
hand.
No, that was like a few days.
And then his right hand came in, and it's been one of those things where he lost a little bit of his ear here, if you notice.
Oh, God.
And the blood is so dense. Yeah. What we're trying to, you know, maybe commemorate. Because we've got three chips off of it.
Yeah. I can probably whip you something up extra special, see what I can do.
You think of stuff. Right. We'll go. You know, I've got a lot of people who want to meet back up.
One other thing that might help your, like, creative genius, Roger. Is that we had to enter a team name, right? And with that, we've kind of built a little bit of a brand. We're half party because he's a halfling and I'm a half elf. And I know it's a bit on the nose, right? But there's only two of us. But, know, so one of those, maybe that could really lend something to you about your creative. And that's so good of you to remember Solo in such, I know that we're new to the CHC, but he really makes an impression, right?
Really, you guys stick out.
Yeah.
It's the personalities that make you what you are, and it's really great.
And Merrick made his pa, so if you come up with a tattoo for that, like, you know, refinding your pa, that'd be cool, too.
Wow.
Wow.
Indeed.
Wow.
Wow.
You think on it, and I start walking away.
Okay.
And I look at him, and I give him one of those knowing looks, and I'm like, you owe me.
He goes, thank you.
And I give him a little salute, and I'm like, and I just find, all right, where are we off to next on this montage?
Yeah. Where are you guys off to?
See if there's any... should we go to the vendors, even though we just got all those items?
No, let's give it some time.
All right, let's give it some time.
They just got back from Peach Peak.
Off to Eustace, I think.
Hey everybody, Bjorn, your DM here, just checking in to say what a long, strange break it's been. Thank you all for bearing with us while we took a little break around the holidays, relaxed, recharged, and figured some stuff out. We've been doing this for almost a year now, and it's been pretty awesome to have some people listening and coming along for the ride while we play this silly game. So thank you guys. Also, thank you to at RGB the Band and at Madly My Own. Check them out for sure. And then coming up here, I think we're actually going to help out or have a little change on our end with some editing duties getting kicked around right now. We might have a little bit of a change in how things are laid out, how the levels are mixed and all that good stuff. So if you like it, holler. If you don't like it, also holler, but constructively and kindly, like, you know, internet comments always are. I think that's it. Let's get back to it. And you see a small owl flitting around and picking up balls of paper that are balled up and just strewn about the entirety of the library.
Look at that owl there.
It keeps throwing them into this basket.
Nobody picked up all this trash.
And as you walk in, you see he sits down and he goes to pick up another ball of trash and looks at you and kind of twists his head a little bit to the side and gives you one of those like, weird like looks where I guess they're trying to find depth because they have a problem with depth perception.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of depth.
Well, you don't as a person, but that's different. So,
nor as a character.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Punching, that's my depth. What are you looking
Welcome
for?
Welcome to Slam D&D, where we get personal. And he
so this owl's looking right at
he
us.
He looks at you guys for a second and then flits away and just flies up. And as you look up, it's a high ceilinged room.
Domed?
Yep. And there's a big domed ceiling off to the second story of books.
Wow.
And he kind of disappears in the rafters. You're not exactly sure where he goes.
Where did the owl go?
I think he went up into the domed rafters. I'm not sure where he went, though.
Eustace! Are you home?
And you don't get any answer.
Are there bookshelves?
Okay. I use my thaumaturgy ring. Eustace!
Roll performance. Like you, I guess you could just do it, right? You're casting your thaumaturgy through the thaumaturgy ring?
I just twist it to on, and it's basically, it's on.
Yeah.
Ow, medic, not so loud.
Eustace!
There go the levels.
Yeah, I just peeked right out here.
As you do that, you hear... Did you hear any of that?
Like rustling feathers?
Was that the books rustling? What?
Not a good book. Hold on. I got to redo my Foley. Rustling. I should have rehearsed my Foley. I apologize.
What do you want? Like sort of like a... Like somebody knocking on
it's
a table?
It's not a knock on a table. It's definitely... I want to make that clear.
A rattling.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Shaking, rattling. Mm-hmm. Do we feel it?
Like a metal or like a wood?
No,
rattling?
You hear it coming from one of the bookcases.
Stop. Their vision's based on movement. Oh, wait. I don't think it's the same thing. Call back.
We've done that before.
Just finished listening to the audiobook. Can't recommend it so much. Such
wonderful writer.
I would like to see which one, what bookcase is rattling.
It's a bookcase that you really haven't inspected before. It's got a bunch of bigger, like thicker books,
nice.
And down the spine, you do see one of these books shaking. And down the spine of that book, it in gold lettering says "American Solo."
How high up on the shelf is it? Can I actually read this, or just Merrick?
So, do you need to roll a history check, like IRL, for this one? Yeah, it's the mail. It's your mail.
Merrick, this is our mail.
It's the mail that you've checked before.
Oh,
Merrick,
it's the mail.
I checked
so
this.
This is where you got the check here. Remember, I was
The 2,000 gold in the painting. Look at, and I pull out the painting.
I open it up. Like, Merrick and Solo. It sounded like you said American Solo, and I was like, what a hit new album.
No, that's my solo.
Right, that's your solo act. Get it? American Solo. I want to be American Solo.
Wow.
It turned into a Broadway fucking musical. That's the worst part. Like,
oh god,
what's coming next?
So bad.
American Solo. Are we doing a musical episode
next?
We are
off the fucking rails, guys.
Where are the rails? I haven't seen them in
months. I rolled for a rail check. Critical fail.
Critical fail. Can't see them rails anywhere.
So I grab the mail and pass it to Mary.
You grab the mail, and as soon as you pull the book down, it kind of flops open in your hands, and this letter boom,
like a fish.
Pops out and then unfolds itself, and it has this bright red flash that comes out as it does, and it says, "Urgent!"
Oh,
I think this is urgent.
This.
Get over here.
Right. I'm reading it.
And you read it, and it says, "Dear Half Party, I write you in these times of moral turpitude with a request."
Merrick, what's turpitude?
Let's gonna see if there's some context clues. I'm not exactly sure, but I think I got the feel of it. Let's just keep reading.
Let's hope the book keeps going then.
I humbly ask that you do me the favor of being my guest of honor at a dinner party this evening. I have anticipated that you would like further information regarding who I am and why I am asking you to join me. As for the latter, 2 months ago I received a letter threatening my life. More specifically, my tormentor said that they would plan on executing a plan of murder at this very party.
Wow.
And then it actually says, pause for gasps. Quite shocking, I know. They also included threats against my family in the event that I inform the authorities or cancel the event. As for my identity, I can only say that it was a pleasure meeting you. But I would like to remain anonymous until you arrive, should you choose to attend the party, of course. As payment for your services, I would like to offer you each 5,000 gold pieces, as well as information leading you to items of considerable power. I could also provide a few flute lessons. If you will attend, please have a wizard read the following spell to open the correct portal. I hope to see you tonight, soon to be dead, in Durnatel.
I think this sounds like a really wicked party.
Well, You know, because it's a dinner party, we're a half party. Like, it just makes sense, right?
Yeah, but I've always heard about these things where, like, they get together and it's a murder mystery and you've got to figure it out before dessert.
Right?
It's like a five-course set menu. You go room to room. It's fantastic. But no one actually ever dies. It's just a fun puzzle.
I like that, Merrick.
Do you know who this is, right?
This is a good... What? What?
Do you know who's inviting us, right?
I don't know. It says in Durnatel. Is that a...
No, that's the place. Durnatel.
Oh, that's not like a in Durnatel, like a saying people say?
Listen, I think you're going to get it. I'm not going to get... do you want a hint?
Do you already know?
Yeah, of course I know.
How do you know? It didn't say anything.
Were you listening?
Well, I mean, I heard something about dinner party,
You just heard dinner, you're like, oh, it's time for elevensies. You're just always so hungry.
No, I heard about the flute lessons.
Who plays the flute that we know? There's two of them.
Aqualung?
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Aye. Isn't he the greatest flute player? Next to Yo-Yo Ma, of course?
No. Okay, it's going to be exciting. Do you want to go? Eustace is not around. We should get out of here if we're not going to go. I mean, we're going to go.
Okay, yeah, I guess we should go.
Do you want to put a shirt on?
Do you think can I see if there's a dress code in the letter, like anywhere?
Oh, let me look through fine see print. If there's a dress code or an RSVP.
The very bottom, in very fine print, you see formal dress is required.
Ooh, formal dress.
I don't own formal dress.
Do you want to wear this robe?
Yes, Merrick.
Right? Monk's robes? Get it?
I'm only wearing that, though, right? That's formal.
That's it.
Right.
That's as formal as you can get. Look at this thing.
It's like your royal trappings.
All right. I give him the robe. I just want to see it get on and, like, shrink up to him.
It dwarfs him, right? It's way too big. It's like when you were a kid and you played the game where you go upside down in the sleeping bag, and it's way too long for you, but then it shrinks up and ends up fitting nicely as it kind of...
Manic, it's like your top hat.
I know.
You do have a top hat now, yeah.
Ooh, should you wear the top hat with that robe?
Manic, if you keep giving me all of your formal wear, what are you going to wear?
I'm going shopping.
Wait, so I get a bunch of hand-me-downs, and
you've already said yes, gotta go! I take the letter, and I'm out of the library.
All right. You sprint.
And, like, all, you just see me, like, vanish, and then, and the hat just falls down on the ground.
And it does the little, like, the coin settling on the ground.
Little wobbles and points up, it's like.
I let out a sigh. I pick up the hat. I put it on my head, and I march away.
All right. Merrick, where are you headed? You're headed to the store?
Yeah, I just need to get something real quick.
And as you make your way there, you do see behind the counter, milling about, running through the books, apparently, is your dear shopkeeper.
It's a girl.
Yep.
She's Olga.
Tall. Just flip back through these notes here.
Olga the shopkeeper.
Through the notes.
Roger Minnie.
Pastels. No, he's the tattoo guy.
Lily Boosley.
Lily Bosley.
Bosley. Not Boosley. Bosley.
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 Like the hair guys.
Good day, Bosley. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. And yourself?
I'm doing fine. I just need a quick coat, maybe a nice shirt, something. Is there like a locker room we can check things out? I've got a dinner party tonight.
Quick and simple. We do have a few limited fancier dress, I'm assuming.
Do you actually have, just real quick, a glamorous leather, studded leather kit?
A leather kit? Are you asking for the...
Like an armor kit. Like, I know that we have a lot of stuff here, but is there anything in your catalog that says glamorous studded leather?
Let me see. I could try and procure something for you if you'd like to place an order in. Anything I don't have on
hand. Well, let's just
see
what's in stock. I'm just curious.
Oh, glamorous...
What is that one? What does that one do?
Did I mention that it's a dinner party tonight, Lily?
What is that? What does the glamorous leather armor one do?
Oh, it's just a studded leather kit, but you say a magic word.
Oh, it's the one that
changes,
right?
Whatever outfit you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the one that Fenn Davenport used to wear.
I think that actually that can work. Hold on.
I don't know if I have any money for it, but I am...
I mean, you don't have any money on you because I have all of it.
I understand that, but I've got winning good looks.
You're going to try to buy it without me there.
Well,
I'm on my way.
On layaway, on credit.
With my short-ass legs.
in the robe, because I don't think the robe shrunk up yet. So you're just like
just dragging along, cleaning the fucking hallways.
If someone could draw this robe, that'd be wonderful.
That'd be great.
With a top hat.
What's the robe?
It's the colorful robe.
A robe for Merrick, several colors twisted around each other in a smoke-like pattern. Three charges. You get to display dazzling hues, which is disadvantage on attack rolls, and a DC 15 wisdom saving throw. The robe of scintillating colors.
Robe of scintillating.
Only three charges.
It recharges 1d3 a day at dawn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have to make
a
cost.
If she doesn't have it, then I can just get a collared shirt.
Oh, well, I'm going to get some silk pants. So that's what I'm planning on.
So Lily's going through her list here, and she goes, I do have... One second, thank you. And
right, of course.
She literally does like a spin around. It's like one of the first things on the bottom shelf. Spins around, reaches down, pulls it back up, and it's this little box. And she pulls a couple items out that are on top of it and picks it up and dusts off a bunch of dust because it's been sitting packed in this box forever. Apparently the things on top of it have taken in and out, but this has been sitting there for a long time. Like a thick...
Ooh. Look at that.
Thick layer of dust on it. And she places it in front of him. Here. Nobody really seems to want this.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's quite cost prohibitive.
How much is it, Lily?
145 gold pieces.
Oh. Well, that's fine. I've got some of that right here, I think.
He does the haka for a second, checking his pockets.
Hold on, 1 second. Do you actually think I could maybe just rent it for tonight to see how it feels, and then we just pay you back when I get back from the dinner party? I'll be back tomorrow.
Do you have something I could hold on to as a...
Like collateral?
Yes. In case you don't make it back.
Merrick! Solo! Merrick! Hey! Are you trying to shop for something?
Yeah, I am. I think I've got... 125 gold written down here in this pooch pouch. But do you think you could spot me 15 gold or 20 gold to get to 145?
Aye, Merrick. You always like to spend, don't you? Don't you, Merrick? All right, Merrick.
We might make some money tonight.
Don't put this all in one place, and I take 15 gold out of the 3,800 that I have.
I need 20.
Oh, 20, Merrick.
Hmm. Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's fine, Merrick.
Lily, could you excuse us for 1 second? Could you? You know that I stole that 1,500 from the dwarf. It's just I can't be trusted with all of it at once.
Merrick, that's what I thought. You wanted me to be all like this, so you didn't spend it all. Like,
I know,
because you know you couldn't be trusted
gold.
With it.
I'm just asking for 20 gold.
I know. I just don't want. It's a slippery slope, you know. I don't
I know,
want you to like.
That's why I'm just asking
start
for 20.
Like, you're not gonna get anything else.
No, just this, and then we gotta go to dinner.
Okay. You know, like, maybe we should pick up some health potions?
It's dinner, though. Could it really get that bad?
Okay, Merrick.
Okay, you buy the health potions, I'll buy the stuff.
I'll do some buying right after
that's
you.
Fine,
here's
that's
your 20 gold, Merrick.
Got it, thank you. Here's 145 gold, Lily.
Thank you so much. It's very, very kind. I'm glad you were able to work it out.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to buy from the commissary. I think Solo's got to buy something from you.
Oh, yeah, yes, Solo, what can I do for you?
Lily!
Yeah. Solo, welcome back.
So
her voice has changed
this
several
beautiful...
times at this point. It's not like an in-the-world
thing. I thought
thing.
She had a cold.
It's just me trying to remember what she sounds like.
Lily, you must be under the weather.
I'm not feeling so well, thank you, yes, quite.
I understand. Me neither.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So you see this glamorous, this robe
Someone
I've got on.
Someone say it's scintillating.
It is scintillating. So I need some silk pants that kind of match this, you know?
Okay.
They don't need to you do anything fancy. I just want some silk pants.
What color would you like?
Red.
Red silk pants. Any type of pattern or just straight?
Ooh, scintillating. Maybe paisley?
A red paisley pants, silk pants.
Aye.
Right.
Yes.
I think I have some with, hold on. And she
flips to her paisley book.
It's a book, and she seems to have quite a few things in there. And then she eventually gets, I do have one that has a gold thread or running through them.
Oh, hi. That sounds like a champion. And did you know I am a champion?
I had not heard.
Aye. And I pull out the the belt. I would
wear that on the outside.
He did. He won this right there, and I'm looking at the armor. Still.
I start to put it on underneath the robe. Of course.
Right. It should be like, yeah, you want it.
You just lift it's him formal. Up. You lift him up.
Aye. It's formal.
It's like a deck change.
Yeah. And she says, well, let me find these pants for you. Congratulations, Syl. That is quite the impressive belt. This costume will be fantastic.
Maybe you should wear the belt. We're going to a dinner party. On top, so it like cinches my robe?
Ah, yeah. You've got an excellent hourglass figure. You know, those traps really come down on your short stature.
It'll be very nice.
Thank you. And I start shadow boxing.
I'll be right back. Let me find those pants for you.
Well, she's back. Can I do, like, an arcana check for the command word for this thing? Or an investigation to see if it's sewn into it somewhere?
Yeah, you check the collar tag.
Yeah, is there a tag?
Your investigation.
Oh, that's good.
Made in Hermaval. Good.
Made in Hermaval.
Buying local.
That's a 22.
Okay. Oh, wow. So, yeah, you find there's the regular tag that has... your washing and drying instructions, obviously, hand wash and make sure you work dry. You don't want to just let it dry in the sun, otherwise the leather will get quite hard. But if you work it dry, it ends up keeping its malleability, which you make a mental note of that. And it says never iron, just in case you got the inclination. Just never.
What's an iron?
Never iron. They had irons. You just heat up the iron in the rock. But you do find a small, like the smaller secondary tag, lower down in the rear of the pants, that just has the word hotness.
Hotness. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah. And, just as you do find this word in there, you go, oh, okay. Lily Bosley comes back and she says, yeah, here, Solo, try these on. And she holds up what appeared to be a very, very, even for you, a very small size, pair of pants.
I'm going to try to slip them on then, I guess. Is there going to be like a rule for how small?
There isn't. Because as soon as you step your feet in them, while they are, pressing against your leg, it's so gentle and so smooth. As you slide them up. So they are the yoga pants. So they're not quite the material that you're used to, but I think that you'll quite enjoy them. And they do flare out at the ankle, like a bell bottom.
Like hammer pants.
Like a
almost.
Bell bottom.
Aye, bell yeah. bottom.
And she goes, I hope you're happy. Those are 3 gold.
3 gold. Yeah, I mean, let's see how much I can spend. So I've got the pants on. They're looking good. They're looking fleek. I've got the robe.
Yes.
I've got the belt cinch around the robe so it, like, tightens in. Lily. Oh, I've also got the top hat on.
Of course.
I feel like my neck
you
is
need
bare.
You need something.
Lily, what do you think?
I think that it could use a little... something to grab the eye.
Merrick, what do you think?
I think you need something. Maybe like a
Merrick.
Big watch face.
Oh, Lily, what do you... Like a...
Do you have any gold chains?
No. Hmm. Do you have any, like, necklaces or something? Or, like, maybe, like, a
belt of dwarven kind, but it would replace your belt, but then maybe... Because they do give you beards, but I was wondering if it could give you more chest hair. I don't know of anything that could give you chest hair.
Oh, I've got this! And I pull out Grizzik's jaw.
Do you have anything we could, like, attach to this jaw?
What else?
Like a chain that will, like, clip on so I could just, like, dangle his jaw in front of my neck?
Yeah, that's... That's something that seems a little morbid, but okay. I'll see what I have.
Oh, Lily, and I put my arms out. Don't I look
you
fabulous?
You do look quite fabulous at the moment.
We're going to a formal dinner
That's
party.
It's important to note. It's very formal. And she goes and she says, okay. And she goes and reaches below the counter and she pulls out a small, one of those jewelry trays that have the felt, or the velvet, crushed velvet all over it. She goes, she slides it forward, and there is a large, pretty heavy, flat-pressed silver necklace that has that twisting pattern that was oh so popular around about the year 2000, 2002, somewhere in there.
Good year.
It's nice. Aye. It's nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's
I'll
quite...
I'll slide a hand that on to the... Hand it to me. I'll attach it real fast.
Hey, give me a slight hand check. Let's see if it gets caught in the hairs at the nape of his neck.
Oh, don't worry. Sleight of hand, and this chap right here is a 23.
Oh my goodness, in one motion. You do it one-handed, and it's just no hesitation.
That's beautiful. I really hope the viewers have been listening to my outfit. I would love to know what I look like if any of you are artistically inclined.
Even if you're not artistically inclined, just www.half-party.com.
Even some stick figures,
halfpartycast@gmail.com. Just shoot us that
fail.
halfpartycast@gmail.com. That's a good one.
Forget,
I like that.
Don't forget the health potions.
Oh, and I guess we'll buy 10 health potions.
Okay. What size?
10 health potions.
Big as you got.
We have some quite large ones.
No, just...
What?
Like two small ones.
Nah, Merrick.
I hit them.
Like
two small ones.
These are 250 gold apiece.
250 gold
apiece. Two small ones.
Let me do some math real quick. 250.
Times 10 is 2,500. Fuck sick.
250 times 10. I mean, we've got the money, Merrick.
No, it's fine.
All right, okay. Four?
Two small ones each.
Four small ones each.
Well, these are the large ones. I do have a medium that might be a little bit better. They're 100 gold apiece.
So you want 800 gold?
Two mediums apiece?
Yeah, two mediums apiece. That sounds fine.
Aye. We'll do the two mediums apiece, okay. Please.
And those are...
With the side of fries.
Those are the 4d4s.
Four d4s?
Yep. Health potion. Got it.
So I gave her 403. And how much was for the necklace work?
The necklace will be 12 gold pieces.
Aye, so 450
the chain.
Gold.
It's pure silver. It's quite nicely made.
It's pure silver and you're asking for 12 gold.
A lot of horsemanship went into it.
Merrick, it's okay. I'll pay her 415 gold.
I was a little shocked. It'd be one thing if it's pure gold, but it's fine. All right, well, thanks so much. We've got to go. We've got to get to this dinner party.
You boys have
Hey, do you know a wizard? Besides Eustace?
Besides Eustace?
Right.
Hi, little guy.
Taylor?
Cornelius?
Yeah. Wait a minute, how do you know about Taylor Cornelius?
I probably shouldn't tell you this, but we did have a thing.
Wait. You and
I haven't
Taylor.
Seen
She's one tall, right?
In a
She's
while.
Very large. She's a large lady. Aye. I just step back and I just cross my arms, but put one hand across my, like, stroking my chin. I was like, Just think of the logistics out there.
A gnome and a half-orc.
Do you have a speaker just laying around? Well, he told us that's the way to get him. Do you have any other way to get him?
I don't have another way to get him. We haven't spoken in a little while.
Did everything end okay?
Did you just grab the speaker when you talked to him last time?
Yes, that's usually how I...
So you literally just lift your arm up and grab it? How do you catch it? They're so quick.
There's a spot. They come to the same spot in every room every time.
So you just waited by the spot?
Yes, I knew that the morning announcement would be happening. And
No wonder you kind of broke up if it was that hard to get to him, you know?
It's really the communication.
The communication is terrible.
Long distance.
It's so hard. I tried so hard, and he just...
All right, bring it in.
He just
bring
never
it
accepted
in.
Me.
It's okay.
You like,
come here.
You hop up on the counter and Merrick, you lean over the counter and you all
like,
hug. I really appreciate it.
I'm so sorry. You know,
I really.
Thank you so much.
Long distance.
So nice of
hard.
You.
Well, I think we're going to be late for this dinner party.
Right.
Yes.
We got to go.
And Merrick, what are you going to look like?
Oh, like this. I say the word hotness and I am just a pastel version
Dapper.
Of what Solo looks like.
Pastel.
Like if he's that, he's like the green, the mint green. I'm like that salmon pink.
Yep.
Like I'm just right, but exactly just like him.
You guys are a medieval Dumb and Dumber.
For the moment,
it's awesome. I love it.
So you've got like a championship belt.
That's what I've got too.
It's
but
so
it's just
good.
A top, like knockoff.
You're just like the weight class up of his.
That's right.
With the clot, with the jaw necklace.
My top hat jaunts at a different angle, though.
But your outfit is also, like, elongated compared to mine.
Of course it is. It's perfectly proportioned. It's a command Jesus. Word.
Oh, my God.
It's a bonus action to change it.
All right. You guys make your way down the hallway.
Oh, I need to stop by Kyle for the basil bits.
So you guys are going to the cafeteria?
I guess we're going to the cafeteria.
Aye. We got to say goodbye to Tootsie anyways. We can't just leave him.
What time of day is it?
Day is weird at the CHC. You're thinking it's late afternoon somewhere about that time-ish.
Aye.
Right.
Dusk.
Yeah. It's hard to tell.
As you guys are going to have to talk to Eustace.
Yeah, as you guys are making your way to the the cafeteria from right in front of you, you actually see Eustace says, "Oh, look at you two. My goodness."
Right? Oh. And I put my arms out.
That is fantastic.
I do a twirl.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Wow, synced up.
And where are you headed? Headed?
We've got a dinner party, Eustace.
Wow. Okay, well.
Wow.
I hope you boys enjoy yourselves.
Actually,
it's like a murder mystery.
You're just the one we wanted to see because we don't, you know, we're not that arcana, right? We're not that way.
It's not your flavor, of course. No worries.
Is there a way you could say these words for us and open a portal?
And you hand him the letter. Yeah, as he looks over and he goes, well, of course. And he sounds it out in a deep voice that you notice some of the words sound similar to the words that you were saying when you guys have channeled the portal before, but they're distinctly different. But the order seems to be the same. Portal whoosh, opens up and he goes, well, you boys have a wonderful evening. And he hands you back the letter.
Yeah, we'll catch up with you at brunch maybe tomorrow. Mimosas?
I would be happy.
Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about.
Does he actually want us to have a wonderful evening?
Go for it, yeah.
Okay, okay. Mm. And that is going to be a 19.
He seems pretty genuinely interested that you have a wonderful evening. And as you boys are about to step into the portal.
We'll see you at brunch.
See you at brunch, boys. Be
hat
safe.
Tip and hat tip.
I tip my hat.
Have a wonderful night.
Hopefully it'll go well. Let's go.
And boom. Through the portal. You guys do your usual whoosh, through the black nothingness with the starry nothingness and the more black nothingness. Beautiful. And as you drop down, you reach your hand up and you think, or you cast slow fall.
Ba, 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 ba. That's what I think every time.
Wow.
And you guys find yourselves landing in a world on a road covered with rain puddles, with large fat raindrops dropping down, thunder and lightning, very, very frightening all around you. In front of you, you see a mansion, 3 stories tall, with purple siding, with black trim, candles
but
in every
really
window.
Unless the lightning flashes, right?
Yeah, it's hard to see. It's very, very dark. You have this dim candlelight coming from each window. A large, large, dark mahogany front doors with enormous iron wrought knockers.
Heyo.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a charming evening. Let's get in out of this rain.
Aye, that's a very nice dark mahogany door.
Huge knockers.
Aye. Wow.